This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Reverend, I wanted to just ask a side question before Don returns, and that is, obviously there have been a lot of reports about UFOs and the Bible over the years. In the original book, Flying Saucers Have Landed, from Desmond Leslie and George Adamski, of course, the contactee book, the first part from Desmond Leslie was covering that subject. There was a fellow by the name of Yonah Fortner, Reverend. Did you ever hear of him? From Jim Olsen's Saucer News?
Never did.
He was writing about something he called extraterrestrialism, the theory that the God of the Bible, Jehovah, was really E.T. We have the Sky People. From Brinsley Lepore Trench,
yes. I've read his.
Yep. Right. And we also, of course, had Eric Von Daniken, who was on the show just a few weeks ago. So what's your take about these particular coverages? Obviously, you don't know Mr. Fortner, the late Dr. Fortner, but certainly you knew of the others.
Okay, Lepore Trench, I think he felt that Americans, earthly civilization got here from Mars. Isn't that one of his theories? That Mars was going bad, so they built a ship and flew people here. You know, the thing that Eric Von Daniken does is he takes some of the biblical stories, like the story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he turns that into the story of being maybe wiped out by nuclear weapons, and that the angels that are reported to be in the Sodom area and trying to rescue Lot and his wife, that they're not really angels, they're not related to God. Rather, they are ancient astronauts, and therefore they are no more angelic than our own astronauts. This is where I would disagree. What Von Daniken does is he skips pretty much the Exodus story. He skips the parting of the Red Sea. He doesn't deal with the cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, which is the central power of the Exodus, and it is a UFO of some kind. No modern theologians have been able to explain what the pillar of cloud of fire is, so it's an unknown from a biblical scholar point of view. But I think that if we look in the Wikipedia and look up unidentified flying objects, one of the things we find is that although Wikipedia will not say that extraterrestrials are here, they list several types of UFOs that have been seen, such as the saucer type or look like a top. But also, cylindrical-shaped UFOs are frequently seen, and I think that's what we have in the Exodus. So I believe that the pillar cloud of fire used its propulsion system to split the waters of the Red Sea so that the Jews could escape. And then when the Egyptians followed with their chariots, the power was turned off and the walls of water collapsed. Egyptians were drowned, and the Jews were now on their way to a wilderness situation where they were isolated and were given lots of commandments for the Jewish religion, including the Ten Commandments, so that what I would call Jewish ethics didn't appear out of nowhere, but rather they were given to them by some kind of higher power. And I would say that if the United States government tomorrow released information that aliens are here and they're real, it wouldn't be very long before many religious leaders would work their way back to the Exodus and say, huh, maybe we missed something.
I want to clarify this so we understand it here. Now, obviously, these theories about ancient astronauts are talking not about divine figures. They're talking about physical space beings who come here in physical spaceships, and because of the fact that they're so advanced, all the things they do seem to be magical to a more primitive people.
I would say that's true, but also I would say that theology developed the idea of the supernatural to explain things like the parting of the Red Sea, because they didn't understand what kind of technological power could have done it. Now we have a better understanding of technology and how it works, and in fact the word supernatural was not used in theology until about 500 years ago. So the word supernatural does not appear in the Bible. What we do have are religious people in particular who are fixated on the idea of supernatural as if that's the key to understanding God, when I don't think it is.
Well, you know, I am of a mind that, number one, I think it's highly probable that the earth has been visited by intelligence from elsewhere for a very long time. How many times have we seen reports of ancient humans drawing fantastic shapes that apparently they've witnessed in the sky? And almost all the cultures around the planet have mythologies, have legends, have histories of being in touch or contact with superior beings that most of them claim came down from the sky. Now, Sitchin's ancient Anunnaki theories and writings that he came away with all describe basically one thing, that humanity was, in fact, created from what probably were extremely early ancestors of the human race. And the reason that they were created was basically to have in place a slave race that the higher intelligences could order around to do a lot of things. Mining, of course, was one of the major functions that humans were basically created for. Now, we know from current studies and archaeologists that, for example, in South Africa, that mines were discovered and dated going back approximately 300,000 years ago. 300,000 years. That is an incredible amount of time. And something or someone was mining gold there. Now, ancients had a high, high regard for gold. They saw it as something sacred to the gods. But if you're talking about from a technological standpoint, gold is basically useless. It's too soft. It can be bent out of shape. Well, for example, my wedding band, if I squeeze it hard enough, I can bend the gold. So if you're talking about tools or even weapons, gold is useless. Now, you got to ask yourself, or at least I do, why would human beings, if that's in fact what it was, why would they have been mining gold that far back ago? For what purpose? We don't even know if there were civilizations there, but there's a heck of a lot we don't know since the cessation of the last ice age, roughly 12, 13,000 years ago, because whatever was there was washed away. Now, at that time, half of North America was under a mile of ice that suddenly, within 1,000 years, disappeared. The oceans rose. And the bottom line is, any civilizations that would have been close to the sea would have been carried away. So I think we have so many questions, but to presume that most extraterrestrial contacts, and I'm speaking strictly for myself, that most extraterrestrial contacts are at worst benign and at best for our benefit, ours being the human race, I have questions about that. Doctor, what do you think?
Right. How do you link the idea that the aliens are here flying around, landing, making some human contact, but at the same time, I would say, notice they've not landed on the playing field, we'll say, at Giant Stadium in New York or at Coliseum during the Rose Bowl, you know?
Let's do our break here, and maybe we'll find out. Interesting questions. More to come with Gene, Reverend Downing, and Don Ecker. You're in
the Paracast. Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Reverend, you're talking here about why doesn't E.T. land at Giants Stadium or at the White House or at Mar-a-Lago or something?
Or the Rose Bowl. I'm perfectly happy to have them land in California. Yep. They seem to be willing to be around and perhaps have some purpose being around and watching what's going on. but they also seem devoted to not breaking what I'd call the lie that our government's been telling about their existence. So there's kind of a codependency going on here. The aliens are happy to not be a known fact in our culture. Instead, they're hovering on the edge, just like this program is on the edge of mainstream culture.
Sir, we're certainly on the edge of something.
Yep. And why is that? And I published the Bible of Flying Saucers 50 years ago. I could never have guessed that basically there'd be almost no progress on the part of what I call standard Christian religion in thinking about what this might mean. The barrier is simply that the government says they're not there. And it's very convenient for religious leaders to say, hey, you got to trust the government, you know, when, of course, that's never been a wise thing to do. But in any case, that seems to be the case. You know, when I try to talk to theologians, they don't so much dispute me as when I talk, they just look at their shoes, you know. So that's where we're at.
Well, how do you handle those theologians that claim that there is no such thing as extraterrestrials? What, in fact, we're absolutely dealing with is a demonic force. And especially among fundamentalists, Reverend, that seems to be the prevailing theme, that UFOs represent demonic beings.
Clifford Wilson, John Weldon, John Keel, Timothy Daly, Gary Bates, they all promote the demonic theory, and I'm sure there are others besides. An alternative from fundamentalist point of view is what I would call the fallen angel theory. Chuck Missler and Mark Eastman have written a book that puts forth that point of view. They go to Genesis 6, where the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair and took them as wives and had children by them and so on. So that from Missler's point of view, some angels were interested in having sex with humans, and it was against God's rules. And so the beings that we're seeing in the skies now are all part of that same group.
Those beings were the Nephilim, the prodigy.
Right, right. That's correct. So in any case, back to the demons. Demons are in chapter 9 in my new book, and the Nephilim part is in chapter 10. The way in which the authors go at it is interesting. For instance, Timothy Daly doesn't start with UFO stories. He starts with Beth Ead's book about being kind of in a near-death experience and meeting Jesus and things like that. And he is sure that this is a demonic experience on her part, even though she says she was meeting Jesus. Gary Bates focuses in on Whitley Strieber quite a bit and says that Whitley Strieber was taken over by demons and so on. So that's the point of view they take. Gary Bates says, I'm a fallen away Christian, so there's no hope for me. So he's aware of what I'm doing. The interesting thing is, even though he says I'm a fallen away Christian, he does not quote a single sentence from my book, The Bible and Flying Saucers.
Why don't you look at him and say, judge not, my friend, unless ye be judged?
Yeah, that's a good quote from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. All right. What strikes me, though, is that none of them mention the key UFOs in the Bible. None of them mention the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. They don't mention the chariot of fire of Elijah that took him up into the sky. They do not mention the wheels of Ezekiel. They do not mention the bright light for the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus when a voice comes to Paul saying, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he says, who are you? And he says, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting. So there are UFO events in both the Old and the New Testament, and these Christian writers supposedly writing about aliens and UFOs never mention UFO events in the Bible. So, you know, judge for yourself how carefully they're dealing with their own beliefs or supposed beliefs.
Well, this is a topic and a subject that has been recognized today in modern America since 1947. And in all those years since 47, the United States government, or I shouldn't say the U.S. government, because that makes it sound like a monolith, which it isn't, but elements within that government, from military and intelligence sources have gone out of their way to keep this under wraps. They have used all types of techniques to make this a ridiculous subject, and they have destroyed lives in those people willing to publicly talk about what they've witnessed and so on. So, with that being said, Reverend, this past year, the latter part of 2017, suddenly several elements within the United States government, primarily led by a former senator of the United States Senate, Harry Reid from Nevada, have disclosed that a couple of incidents happened involving what apparently were unidentified flying objects, UFOs, and they have admitted on the record that military studies into this phenomenon were undertaken to the tune of over $20 million, which in the American budget is practically nothing, although $20 million would be a heck of a lot to me. But suddenly there seem to be some cracks in this monolithic government cone of silence. I'm sure you've observed this. What's your take on that?
Right. Fox News had a couple of good segments dealing with that, a few weeks ago. And also, just about, a week and a half ago, CBS News did a story on a UFO seen, I think it was over Arizona. A Learjet, first of all, reported the UFO flying over it. And then American Airlines passenger plane spotted the same thing just a few minutes later. You're familiar with that story, right?
Sure.
Yep. And so I'm wondering if there may not be the beginning of a crack, or this might go far enough so that American Airlines pilots and others like would no longer be afraid they'd lose their jobs if they started talking about it. If there's kind of a breakdown in what you would call a government control, and this might be deliberate, it may be that the secret keepers have said, okay, we'll back off, we'll let this information out bit by bit. It would be interesting to see if this is where it's going to go.
Let's pursue disclosure a bit more. In our next segment, I have a few comments to make. We're talking to Reverend Dr. Barry Downing, and he has a new book, by the way, that's published by our old friend Tim Beckley. Got a lot more to come with Gene and Don. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business, without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Reverend, one thing that occurs to me here, we've been hearing since the 1950s expressions of the hope for UFO disclosure that the so-called silence group, as Major Donald Kehoe had called it, they could be persuaded to let us in on the secret. It happens every so often. And we also hear, hey, it's getting closer. We're making progress. Can we really realistically look at it that way, Reverend?
I don't know. The new book, Biblical UFO Revelations, was basically taken, first of all, because of the work that has been done, you know, by various researchers. In particular, I've used the book AD, After Disclosure, and you've probably read it. Richard Dolan was the primary person behind this, but he also had a partner, worked with him on it. What Dolan was trying to do with Bryce Zabel is to envision what the results will be when the authorities in the United States say, hey, guys, we've been lying to you. The aliens are here, and here's the truth that we're willing to tell you at this time. I say willing to tell you at this time because Dolan and Zabel doubt they would tell us the whole thing at one time. They would let it out probably in pieces. But Dolan and Zabel do ask questions about what happens to religion when the day of disclosure comes, and that interested me a lot, and that's what led me to write my book. You know, if that announcement were to come tomorrow, most of the religious leaders that I know, their jaws would drop to the ground, okay? There are some who have been saying, you know, it's no problem if the aliens are here. You know, I guess the Pope's astronomer said we would just baptize them. You know, it's no problem. But I think that the issue would be more complex than that. Just to take the Roman Catholic position on this, Don brought this up. Chapter 6 in my book deals with the Roman Catholic Church and UFOs. There was a Monsignor, Corrado Balducci, who died, I believe, in 2008, and he had gone on Italian television saying that he believed, was sure that UFOs were real. There were so many reports, they couldn't all be wrong. We need to trust eyewitness accounts. We couldn't even believe in the resurrection of Jesus if we didn't believe in the resurrection accounts. The interesting thing about Balducci, too, though, was that he said he didn't think aliens came from the supernatural world. He believed they came from the natural world. And to me, this is a key issue in terms of why the Catholic Church has not said much of anything about UFOs, is because, and Don kind of referred to this in an indirect way a while ago, and that is if you had, we'll say, a spaceship flying over the Jews, there, I don't know, it's a spaceship. They called it a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, but they'd have no idea of advanced technology. It might look like what we would call supernatural or something like that, even though they didn't use that word in those days. So that the easy distinction between super technology and supernatural is not going to be that obvious. And if we see a UFO, which is sitting in front of our eyes, and then it splits into two or three parts, they fly apart, then they come together again, that might look pretty supernatural to our modern eyes even. But if it's just some type of advanced technology that we don't know yet, that just means we're quite a ways behind. We're just using bows and arrows, okay?
Reverend, let me interject something here because I think this is going to play into it. Back in the very early 1990s, like 1991 or two, while I was at UFO Magazine, I received a call from Richard Hoagland and Professor Stan McDaniel, who at that time were writing a paper basically chastising NASA for, well, a number of things, and this show is not about that. But at any rate, they asked me, they said, you know, Don, I believe there was a document written when NASA was brand new, and they gave me some parameters. They said, could you track that down? So I did some research, and I discovered a document which today is fairly famous, the Brookings Institute document prepared for the brand new NASA. Now, that document goes into a lot of things about the space race and you know, technology and many things. But in that document, Brookings came to the conclusion that if the United States government disclosed the reality of extraterrestrials, and I'm paraphrasing here, there would be two groups of human beings that would be adversely affected. The first group they specified were engineers and scientists. They would be basically crushed by the realization of the technology they were looking at. The second group, which is going to square away with your bailiwick, are religious individuals, primarily fundamentalists, and they were talking about every religion. They weren't just talking about Christians. They were talking about Christians. They were talking about Jews, Muslims, and others, because that knowledge would basically electrify them. And they were fearful of a collapse of civilization. Now, we know from our own history, every time a technologically superior culture encounters the more primitive one, the primitive culture invariably is destroyed. Now, I don't think anything has changed in that equation since that document. And might we not be looking at something like that if suddenly we discover that, yeah, ETs are real, and by golly, ETs are here?
Okay, I wouldn't dispute that there would be a big religious uproar. Technology, all right, part of the issue, let me do the technology first. I don't think the scientific community is going to be as upset as is implied. Notice how quiet the scientific community has been about the whole UFO stuff. Why is that? Because the scientists that are really doing much of anything these days are somehow under government contract. Okay, maybe it's not direct. maybe they're with Lockheed Martin, but all these people are taking signing non-disclosure statements if they want to get their money and if they want to get their pension. So my guess is huge numbers of people in the scientific community know this is going on, but they're not going to say anything out loud because there goes my living. So I don't think the scientific community is going to be as upset. Okay, maybe some of the people in our universities, okay, where they're isolated and not working on on government contracts, although certainly in a good number of government contracts get let out of universities these days. But in general, I think universities are pretty isolated. So that would be a big pill for many of our intellectual people to swallow. But I think the scientific community as a whole is already compromised by government pay, and they know if they don't know directly, they're suspicious, so they won't be shocked if the truth comes out. Religious people, though, it's a trickier thing, okay? I think, first of all, religious people will have to adjust their thinking an awful lot more than scientific people. Scientific people simply have to ramp up their understanding of, maybe quantum mechanics, stuff like this, fine. But religious people, okay. Suppose that, well, going back, when my book was first published in 1968, which is 50 years ago this year, Christianity Today ran a review of it, very negative review. I mean, and the guy who wrote it was from some kind of scientifically oriented company. He bragged about how he's always paid attention to science and there's conflict with religion and all that. But he thought it was a terrible shame that my book ever got written. All right.
Let's continue that review and more. Reverend, we've got Gene Steinberg, Don Ecker as our guest co-host, and a lot more excitement to come. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Reverend, you got the floor again.
Okay. Basically, the review never used the word angel, never referred to angels. And the key to everything I'm saying in both first and second books is that there's some kind of angelic reality, which you now refer to as an alien reality, which has power to do things to humans on Earth, and that this may be related to both the Old and the New Testament and the Jewish and Christian traditions. So that when that review was written, I wrote a letter of complaint to the Christianity Today editors saying, you know, how could you have a review like this, which never deals with the issue of angels? And I sent them an alternative article that they could publish. They didn't do it. The editorial board was divided about doing it, and they were changing editors. I got a letter saying, will you sit on it for a while until we get the new editor? At the end of the day, they rejected the article. But I think that, interestingly, about 4 years after my book, or five after my book was published, Billy Graham wrote a book on angels, and he was one of the key ones that started Christianity Today. Whether or not he heard a word of my dispute with the board, and whether or not he thought that maybe it was time to write about angels, I don't know. But in any case, the current thinking of the church, both conservative and liberal, is nowhere near able to suppose that angels or aliens were involved, whichever way it goes. And I think that the interesting thing here is that we can have both a secular interpretation and a religious interpretation of the material, and we can argue about it. But in any case, what we need is to know that there's some kind of reality there, so that the Richard Dawkins of the world can say, well, maybe something did happen. Maybe the Red Sea did part. Maybe it was done by aliens. Okay, that doesn't mean they have anything to do with God. I'm going to go on being an atheist. Fine. If Richard Dawkins wants to go on being an atheist, that's his choice. But my choice is to say, we've got some type of reality here that's smarter than we are, and it seems to think we need some ethics, you know? We need commandments. We need to stop killing each other just for the heck of it. We need to stop stealing from each other. We need to stop fake news, bearing false witness, all that kind of stuff. And it's all that kind of stuff which our modern culture is thrown over the boat, overboard. Well, we don't need it now.
Well, as I said, news is entertainment now. And that's the way to do it. And when it comes to the newspapers, which are gradually transitioning to the Internet, they have these web portals. They're adding subscription services like the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Washington Post.
And therefore, in order to make money above and beyond the subscription that people pay, they have to have advertising, they have to get hits. So stories are considered in relationship to the hit bait, getting
and
more hits,
with,
just like...
Along with that, Gene, along with that is the resurgence of a new tyranny on the Internet. Yeah. There are those major, major internet companies, Google, Facebook, et cetera, that are basically telling the users what they can say and what they can't say.
And one more thing to mention before you go on. They're selling a product, Google, Twitter, Facebook. That product is you. That's how they sell advertising. The difference here is, I bring this up, I know you're not an Apple user. Apple sells phones. They sell computers. They sell hardware. They don't sell you. That's the difference, whether you like Apple or hate them. They sell products. Google, all the rest of these people, they sell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct. Those people are basically, it really scares me thinking where we may very well be in 3 to 5 years if this trend continues, because there then will only be one side of any issue. And if that happens, then we have major problems.
All right. I want to talk about ethics and technology. You know, the track we're on now is if you invent something, get it into the market as fast as you can, and then we'll decide how to use it and whether or not it needs to be controlled later on. What's happened, I think, with the Internet stuff is a lot of stuff is just out of control. And, well, what Don's worried about is once you get control back on, it's just going to be one point of view, maybe. But what we have now is more like chaos. And so we need to have ethics in place before you put the gun in the teenager's hand, you know? That's not how it is now. Now you create it in the lab as fast as you can, get it in the market as fast as you can, and if it'll sell, that's good enough. If it turns out to be very destructive of society, as some of the social media things are turning out to be, well, we'll deal with it later, and maybe later is too late.
No, and I think you're absolutely correct, Reverend. I think you're absolutely correct. The lack of standards today is appalling. I don't know. I hate to think of myself as an old fogey, but the idea of what my parents would have said when I was in the second or the third grade, and suddenly they were teaching me sexual techniques in the second or third grade, well, my father would have gone epileptic. I mean, you know, and these things are happening today. They're teaching things that have nothing to do with a proper education. And I personally, I find that appalling.
I'd rather focus on our subject here than
right,
so much about the changes in our society. But one thing to bring up here, we have E.T. watching over us or whatever the purpose of a possible extraterrestrial visitor might be. Now, on one aspect, if they see our society going to hell in a handbasket, do they care? On the other hand, if E.T. seeded us genetically and therefore has some degree of control over us, that's another possibility, that's another subject. So if E.T. is here and seeing what we're doing to ourselves, and we all have somewhat different opinions about that, what do you think they think about it? Or do they even care? Maybe those humans, they'll go away and we'll just take over this planet.
What if we're simply a lab experiment to see where ultimately it will go?
Now, a lab experiment gone wrong, yes.
Well, you see, the whole wilderness story is a lab experiment from my point of view, from a scientific point of view. From a religious point of view, it's a religious teaching experiment, okay? So you can look at the Exodus as both a scientific event or experiment and also as a religious teaching event. You can look at the same thing both ways. I'm fine with that, okay? What I would say right now is, where are ethics coming from now?
From the wallet, from the bank account, from the, you know, the economic structure.
Right. So it's, if it sells, it's good, and that's all we need to know.
And not necessarily if it ends up hurting people. That's fine, too, as long as you're not hurt.
Right. And if I'm hurt, I'll sue. It's okay. I mean, it might be a chance for me to make it big, you know. So what you've got is not a society that's well-ordered, but rather a society at war with itself, basically. So you don't have peace if you don't have ethics. And we don't have much peace now. I mean peace in American life. What are our children worried about? Are they worried about learning math or science? No, they're worried about getting home alive.
Well, this, in my opinion, current events, we are on the precipice of something horrible, I believe. And you know, looking at it from a historical perspective, I see this roughly as 1860. Okay, right on the cusp
of a civil war.
Right.
Oh, well, we're going to have more of this about the state of society, and I'd like to know about how we think visitors from elsewhere might react to any of that. Reverend Dr. Barry Downing, talking about his latest book and the state of society and the strange mysteries we confront. Don Ecker, offering lots of fascinating comments. Not much of a curmudgeon, though. Just really, really good comments. But we'll accept that, too. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.